University of Washington researcher Jennifer Meredith came to Bristol Bay this spring to study permits in the salmon fishery. After seeing 10 communities and talking to hundreds of residents, she's learned a couple of things.
I do think the thing that all the places have in common is people are really committed to the salmon fishery. And there's a lot of really tragic stories of the way that the permit system affected people out here. But there's a lot of really empowering stories, families that have been fishing for 12 generations now, you know, that rely on the resource and intend to bequeath their permit to their descendants who can continue to rely on the resource.
Meredith and her team of research assistants have visited Aleknagik, New Halen, Iliamna, Togiak, Naknek, King Salmon, South Naknek, Koliganik, and Manakotik. In each town, Meredith and her colleagues set out to find what happened to randomly selected permit holders. Different strategies worked best in different communities. The team tried several ways to get answers. They hired locals to help understand the community and family trees, and offered Subway sandwiches, coffee cards, a fuel raffle to get respondents to show up. And then they interviewed permit holders or people who knew permit holders and heard many, many stories.
That's really the way that we start every survey is, where are you from? Where was your family from? What brought them here? So we got to hear lots of great stories about people moving up from volcanic eruptions and flu epidemics. Like, we're going way, way back with some of these original permit holders and hearing about the original founders and pioneers and then a lot of the history of the native peoples and where they located and what brought them into settlements and that kind of thing.
They found a long list of factors that play into the decision to fish a permit or sell it: markets and processors and price, access to other support resources like CDQ programs, even whether the permit holder had family members to pass it on to.
You know, there are people that sold permits and invested the money into a different type of enterprise. And there are people that sold permits because they really felt like they had to pay their bills and they got in a tough spot. There's all different reasons. I wouldn't say there's one thread, but I'm looking forward to analyzing the data and seeing what we find.
And they found that some communities actually haven't lost permits.
We were up in Koliganik and very, very few permits have been sold out of there. So it was important to us to have a variety of situations. And there's definitely a misconception, I would say, on the part of people down here closer to the bay that the people from up in Lake District have sold more permits than them. But in terms of actual numbers, it's pretty equivalent.
Meredith is an economist, and she's hoping to turn all those stories into a robust picture of why people keep permits, why they sell them, and what happens in either case.
The perception I've come away with is there's five sides to every coin. I'm interested to see what comes out of the data as far as what policies might help moving forward. And I'm hopeful that we get some real rigorous results using all these control groups for what happens when a permit is sold as far as what are the consequences for the descendants in terms of where they live, what their occupation is, and what their assets look like later on.
Getting that analysis will start with a lot of data entry. But first, the team is still hoping to track down a few more permit holders. So far, they've surveyed about 700 of the 1,000 randomly selected permit holders and are hoping to connect with another 150 in Dillingham. And when the data entry is done and the results are in, Meredith hopes to present it all back in Dillingham. For KDLG, I'm Molly Dishner.